Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show, focusing on small business, Blog Talk Network. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host today, Get Fit with Passion 2, Wesley Virgin on the line. Wesley, our health guru. So talk to us about how to get fit. I mean, this is a holiday week. People are eating, drinking. What can we do to get more fit? Or things not to do as we go through this holiday week?
Right. I almost forgot it was Easter time. So
yeah, it is.
Trying to break out those hams and all those other fixing those eggs. And, you know, and what I say is, you know, definitely enjoy the festivities, enjoy your holiday, but just don't overindulge, you know. Don't try your best not to repeat the same activity that you do, you know, maybe every holiday. And, you know, when Christmas comes along and New Year's and, you know, we want chitlins and we want turkeys and we kind of overindulge. You know, we want to go to mama's house and go to auntie's house and we go on mom on the daddy's side and daddy on the you know, we want to hit every house and every plate of food. But, you know, hey, have fun, enjoy yourself, but just don't overindulge, you know. The thing is, don't let that food take over you to the point that you don't have any limitations, you know, during these holidays. So definitely I say, hey, Eat healthy, you know, eat healthy, you know, eat a little bit. Hey, get yourself a little pie, a little pecan pie. You know, man, myself, I'm going to be visiting family and barbecuing myself. So I may have, you know, a couple of pieces of pie, you know, pumpkin pie and some peach cobbler. I don't know. But, you know, definitely if you do eat and, you know, you kind of eat to the point that you kind of overdosed a little bit, you know, definitely make it up the next week, you know, hit it hard. And whether you're doing home workouts or you're going to the gym, you know, definitely rededicate yourself so you get right back on track here.
Okay. So we have a three-day weekend. Well, not really a three-day. Well, you do, because some people do take off on Good Friday, and they start their fun then. And part of your routine, alcohol, how does that play? You know, should you take the light beer than taking the regular beer, does that make a difference? Alcohol, I mean, you know, you go to your parents' house and grandparents' house, granny would get mad at you if you don't eat their food, and, you know, they're going to say, what's wrong? You don't like my cookie anymore? So you almost force, they're taking an insult, you know, older person,
right.
If you don't sit there and eat their food, they're going to think something is wrong. Then when you finish, then they're going to ask, you need to have seconds. So what can you do to kind of fill yourself up? Walking in with a 2-liter thing of water, or how can you flush all that out?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, what I do is, you know, definitely always keep a bottle of water, Fiji Smart Voss water, always in my vehicle. Definitely do that. And my advice that I give when you're dealing with the family, and, you know, they might get a little insulted and they're trying to cajole you to eat some of their food, is just let them know, say, hey, you know, I love your grandmother, I love your mother, but right now I'm on a new routine. I'm creating this new healthy lifestyle, and this time it's just not going to be able to get those, you know, that sweet potato pie. Not this year, Grandma, you know, because I'm trying to create a new you. You know, but if you let them know what you're trying to do, and, you know, you're trying to stay focused, you're trying to be committed, and you don't want to be persuaded by all those great foods and those you know, those type of meals that you've been eating maybe the last couple of years in your life, which has created the results you see today. You know, that's why I advise you to definitely talk to your family, you know, at these functions. But, you know, what I do is get yourself some nuts and eat some fruit, you know, eat a nice breakfast, you know, usually the festivities start about 11 to 12 o'clock. I know in my family they start kind of early, and, you know, they can end till whatever. And usually what I try to do, eat a nice, good, healthy breakfast, kind of fill you up a little bit. Then, you know, you see the food, you're not going to be so hungry, so it's not going to be so attractive that, you know, that you're going to just say, you know, oh, I need some of this. Oh, I need some ham. I need some turkey. You know, the thing is, you're going to eat in moderation. So you're not going to, don't come down an empty stomach. I wouldn't advise that. Now, don't come empty. You know, definitely put something in the tank when you get there. So you, even though you might want all this food, but your body or your stomach is going to tell you that, hey, I'm not really hungry right now. I'm going to wait till later, maybe get you a couple of, you know, one or two of the gold plates, you know, to kind of kind of get you going throughout the week.
Wow. So, question, you know, you try to curb your appetite. You know, food is like a drug for some people. You know, some people have their drug of choice, and for some people, food is a drug, and it's just inoculating. If maybe you've been on the wagon and done so well, and then all of a sudden you get to something like this, it just, oh my gosh, I have that taste. Now, you started. You mentioned peach cobbler and all these other good desserts and things like that, and you can't help yourself. What can you do within yourself to give you willpower? Should you sprinkle something on your food, like bring your own little special sauce, say, hey, this is my sea salt. I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down. Does any of those things actually work to kind of help fill you up, or should you take a fiber pill or something like that to kind of make you feel fuller to keep from overeating?
Well, see, the thing is, Tim, I don't really believe in pills, potions, lotions, all type of, you know, if you eat this, it's going to do this. If you eat this pill and this drug, the thing is, you know, the reason why I believe that people eat different foods because of the feeling you get, right? You know, if it tastes good, you feel good. And now it puts you into a different state of mind. You know, if you eat some of that cherry pie or that apple pie, we feel good. We feel to the point that, you know, just this I can't think of what I'm looking for, but basically just give you this nice, soothing, relaxed feeling, you know, when you're eating these different foods. And that's all what it is. You're eating for the feeling, you know. Not that, yeah, it probably tastes good, but it tastes good, but you get this feeling inside your body that you like. And so the thing is, you have to kind of look at that, and then you have to notice and be aware of what happens when you're eating this food. So, you know, a lot of people, you're right, it is a drug, because some of them, they're in a, maybe in a low state, maybe they're a little bit despondent and depressed, and they go eat some, you know, ice cream, or they eat something because they want to feel good. It's just like crack or cocaine or weed or things like that. You know, they take those things. It's not good for the body, but they do it because of the feeling. So now you're eating because you want to feel better, not because, you know, you really just want to fill up your stomach or, you know, things like that. It gives you a feeling that you like, and before you know it becomes habitual. So the thing is, the first thing, you got to kind of identify why you're eating, you know, why you're overeating. That's what happens with a lot of folks. And the thing is, they associate eating to happiness. So, you know, if I eat more, I'm going to feel good. But, you know, that's instant gratification. But unfortunately, we live in a microwave world. You know, we're tapping our feet, we're waiting. We live in a Kodak world that we want things right now. So guess what? When we eat that food, we feel great, you know, for 5 minutes. Then after that, we feel sluggish, we feel down again. What do? We repeat that same habit again, and we eat again. So the first thing is, you need to identify or figure out why and what happens when you eat this food. Because, see, the thing is, I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat anything that's unhealthy ever in life. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is, you have to be aware of this addiction. And you, the addiction, is very insidious. We say, well, I just do it on weekends. You know, well, I just do it on Tuesday. You know, but you got to be aware, because the compounded effect will happen. Because anything you do consistently, it's going to compound. It may take years, but it's going to compound, because you're gradually doing the same thing. You're repeating the same behavior. So the thing is, you need to realize, why are you doing this? Are you doing it because you feel good, because you associate the food to happiness? You know, are you doing it because you're upset, you're depressed, you're stressed out, and you use food as that substitute to, you know, change your state of mind, change the, your physiology, you know, how you're feeling. So the thing is, what I give some advice is you need to be aware of that first. You need to identify and figure out, okay, why am I, okay, this food, I like it, I know it's not good for me, but why am I doing it consistently?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what about, before going to the fitness part of this, what about when it comes to alcohol? Maybe I won't eat as much. Does drinking have that same effect?
Well, I mean,
within your diet itself?
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of drinking alcohol. In my opinion, alcohol is definitely not good for the body. You know, there are certain toxins in alcohol that changes, once again, it changes your state of mind, you know, when you're drinking. And some people, well, you drink in moderation. Okay, fine. So anything in moderation is okay. And any kind of justification or excuse you try to give yourself, you're going to believe. But in my opinion, as far as drinking alcohol, as it relates to, you know, gaining weight, to keep it simple, anything that is excessive, it's not going to be good for the body. Anything that's in excessive. So we're talking about alcohol, you're drinking a lot of it, but of course it's going to affect how you feel, it's going to affect how you look, it's going to affect how your bloodstream flow. Everything is an effect of everything. Anything that you do consistently, it's going to be some effect. So the thing is, hey, if you want to drink, you know, a lot of people say, oh, no, I can't stop drinking. No, I mean, that's my – but see, the thing is, it goes right back to what I said about the food. You need to figure out why you're drinking. Are you drinking just because you want a different state of mind? You want to be drunk? You want to act a little crazy? You want to have more confidence? You know, whatever. But you need to figure that out. Then you need to figure out, hey, is this healthy behavior? Is this counterproductive to what I'm trying to do? Because the thing is, it's not the huge thing. It's the small things that you're doing consistently, which is going to destroy the rest of your life. It's just the small things. Because the thing is, alcohol, now we know logically, alcohol, absolutely, it's not healthy for you, right? It's not good for the body, right? It's just not. Alcohol is not good for the body. Bottom line, we know that logically. But the thing is, when we drink alcohol, it gives us a different state of mind, right? It gives us different emotions, different feelings, and makes us do different things that maybe we wouldn't do if we didn't have the alcohol. Some people say, hey, it allows me to relax. Some people say, well, I can talk to women, I can talk to men better, you know, I can dance, I can be the life of the party. You know, whatever the excuse or justification, but you need to figure out why. You know, what is your reasoning why you're drinking? Why are you doing this type of behavior? Not saying it's just totally wrong, but you got to figure out why you're doing it. And you got to find out, is it an addiction for you? Are you a moderate regard? Do you get in a certain state, maybe you don't feel good after work, and you feel that you have to go to the bar and get your drink. And before you know it, you're going to find yourself every day at 5 or 6 o'clock at the bar getting a drink. And you're going to think that's normal. You say, well, I'm just getting a drink. It's not a big deal. You know, it's not a big deal. I'm just getting a drink. Mm-hmm. But that's the same thing that happens when we eat fast food, the same thing that happens when we eat food that is counterproductive to the body. We say, well, I ate burgers. You know, I eat burgers every single day. Look at me. I'm not fat. You know, I'm fine. You know, I'm still healthy. But see, what happens is you already faked out because we're having 5 to 10 years down the road using that same behavior, those same habits. Now we're 200. Now we're 300. Now we're 400 pounds. It's a very furtive process. It's so sneaky that people know, because we think just every day, you know, I'm just getting a drink, I'm just getting. But see, the thing is, anything that you're doing that you know logically that's not productive to your body, it's being counterproductive. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just being counterproductive. It's breaking you down, but it's breaking down real slowly, real seriously. It's like if I work hard every day, maybe on my job, and I'm looking to make some money, and I'm making calls, I'm making sales calls every single day. So before you know it, I'm going to get better, right? Then, you know, I'm going to be able to close calls a little better, and I'm going to be able to close more deals. I'm going to get more calls. And the thing is, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better from a sales or from a call perspective. It's the same thing when we do things that are negative, the same thing when we do things that are counterproductive. You keep doing that same thing. Hey, guess what? Maybe the heart attack doesn't happen today. Maybe you don't get the diabetes or, you know, you get the high blood pressure. Maybe it doesn't happen today. Maybe it don't happen even this year. But I rest assured that something is going to happen. Something has to happen. It's inevitable. anything that you do, and if you're doing something that is negative, you're doing something that's counterproductive to the body, it's going to be a counterproductive result. If you're doing that are productive to the body and you keep doing it consistently, it's going to be something that's going to be productive to the body.
Wow. Let's take a break real quick, and then we'll go and touch about 7-Day Fitness. Give me 1 second, and I'll play this commercial. And we'll come back, and we'll talk about your 7-Day workout.
Awesome.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
Hey, Wesley, welcome back to the program again. Talk about this. I know we have talked about, I think, the last episode regarding 7-Day Fitness. Talk about your program again for our audience, for new who's listening.
So basically, yeah, we just launched our program over the weekend, just a repetitive 7-Day program. And basically, Tim, I bring the gym experience to you. I've identified a problem today out in our nation that, you know, one, we don't have a lot of time, you know, to definitely maybe go to a gym facility, go hire a trainer, go find a nutritionist, and nor the funds to do that. Second is, you know, we procrastinate, you know, we just don't finish it, you know, we say, hey, let me get this membership on Monday, and then, you know, before you know it, Friday comes along, and, well, you know what, I got to get the door fixed, and I got to change the dog's diaper, and I got to do this. I couldn't make it to the gym this time. You know, we come up with different excuses. I call it excusitis. And, you know, before you know it, it becomes so habitual, you're wasting your money, you know, and you're getting billed month to month and not even utilizing the membership. So what my program does, it brings one prophecy. You know, the thing is, certain folks, they don't want to go to the gym right there. You know, maybe they don't really enjoy the gym experience, and maybe they just want something a little more private, a little more convenient, and my program does that. It keeps you at home. And another thing we do is we're going to sign you a trainer, which is more like it's going to be myself, and I'm going to be there to motivate you, encourage you, give you tips to ensure that you reach your goal, give you assessments. Basically, I'm going to give you the same thing that you would get from a personal trainer. The only thing that's different, I'm not going to see you physically, you know, virtually. And in my opinion, you don't need to see your trainer. Why do I need to? Do I need someone actually standing over me, watching me doing the exercise? I don't believe so. And not only that, I want to give you a nutritionist. And, you know, a lot of people, they want to know what to eat and how to eat. Right now in my fan book page, 7-Day Fitness, my nutritionist, what they do is they look at the client's daily food intake, you know, and make sure you get enough protein, enough carbs. And we just want to ensure that you're on track on your goal, despite if you want to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. I've had many clients within 10, 15 days lose 10 pounds, 30 days lose 15 pounds, and this is all from the comfort of your home. And another thing, I'm throwing in a couple of bonuses part of my program here, if you definitely get started with me ASAP, is I'm going to give you a booty and thigh expert teamed up with Buffy Carrub. And if you ever seen Buffy Carrub, a.k.a. Buffy the Body, she has that shaped buttocks and those thighs that, you know, the ladies, you know, they always want to work on the thunder thighs, and they want to get these thighs small, and they want to get the nice buttocks, and she's the expert that's going to help you through a lot of videos to show you how to zone in and get that done. And I also got a, I'm going to assign you a yoga expert. So basically, you know, after you finish your workout, you need to be able to relax. You need to do certain things to keep the body at ease. So I teamed up with Dashima. She's one of the world-renowned yoga experts here in the world. She does a lot of seminars, and she travels a lot. And you're going to have access to her also. And also a six-pack ab expert, you know. Maybe never had a six-pack before. Well, with my program, I'm going to give you the tools to get that. Even if you want a flat stomach or whatever, I'm going to show you how. This is day by day fitness boot camp. It's going to be videos of myself, and I'm going to show you the video. It's a 7-minute boot camp. You know, no more 30 and 45 and hours sweating hardcore. Because you know what? The thing is, Tim, everybody doesn't want that, you know. Everybody doesn't want to work out for 30 and 45 minutes because of the pain afterwards. So my boot camp consists of, you know, real short, under 7 minutes, but it guarantees weight loss within the 2 digits in the first 30 days as long as you're consistent. So I have workout reminders, weekly workout reminders, because the thing is I understand that even, it's like the same, it works like this. It's like when I go to the gym, I sign up and I may procrastinate. So the thing is I understand that you may procrastinate. It's a possibility that you might procrastinate with my program, but I got certain things that have been implemented, certain tools that I utilize to ensure that I'm going to remind you consciously and to keep you focused, to keep you motivated, to keep you dedicated, to help you understand what's your why. Why is the reason now? Why are you getting started? I want to know. I want to know 10 reasons why you're getting started. I want 10 reasons if you don't be consistent, what's going to happen in the next couple of years. So the thing is, it's a lot of mental going on, from a mental standpoint going on with my program, because I think it's once you make the decision mentally, the physical aspect of it is easy.
Mhm. Wow. So, you know, in the gym they always say no pain, no gain. You're going to experience some discomfort by working out. It's not going to be pain-free when you start out, or is the stretching and the yoga can I help tell your muscles, hey, this is about to come in to be, so I'm going to work out slowly? Or how does that play a part so you will experience less pain as you get started?
Right, when I designed this program, you know, I know a lot of folks, I did a survey, a lot of folks, they quit because of the pain, you know. They don't like the 2-day or the 3-day process where your body feels like, you know, you can't get out of bed, I can't go to work at the point, I can't do anything, I can't do this anymore. So I kind of designed a program that's going to minimize that, you know, it's really going to minimize that. And I definitely have stretching techniques that, as part of the boot camp, that you're going to utilize to reduce the amount of pain that you're going to receive. Because in my opinion, you don't have to experience a lot of pain when you're working out. Hey, if you never worked out, it's been years, but of course you're going to feel some discomfort. But there's no reason why that you should get up in the morning, you can't walk, and, you know, you can't feel your arms. I don't want you to feel like that. What my goal is for you to replace some old habits, the old habits of procrastination when it comes to your fitness, the old habits of not prioritizing your health, you know, the old habits of just doing what you want to do and eating what you want to eat and just not caring, you know. Just say, hey, my mom, she ate like this for years, and look at her, she's still healthy. And look at my dad, he's been smoking for years. You know, people, we try these other justifications of why we're like we are, but deep down inside, we know we're not happy with it. And we know we don't want to look like this, and we know we don't want to be like this. So the thing is, we don't want to fool ourselves. You can fool everybody else, but don't fool yourself. You know, be honest. So what I'm doing is just consistency is key. Consistency is key here with the program here.
Wow.
But, yeah, absolutely.
Also you have this balance of people having weight gain, well, very little weight gain, but they're getting muscle gain. When you first start out in exercising, most of us always watching the scale, hey, this has been successful. But does it balance out to the sense that maybe you're trimming down in one sense, but you're building muscle in the same? So you're not losing that much weight because you're building one on the other.
Exactly.
Is that the way?
Yeah. I mean, I have a client today by the name of Sarah, and she's been working out with me for about 3 to 4 weeks, and she hasn't lost any weight. But guess what? She's here. She can't fit some of the pants that she used to wear before because she was having it. Everybody's body's different. Everybody needs to lose weight in 10 pounds in 2 weeks. I have a client that did it. But everybody is different. But see, the thing is, as long as you're doing something productive to the body, Sarah's body is trimming down. You can see her stomach definitely, developing that Coke bottle figure. You can see that her clothes are starting to sag, even though she hasn't lost weight, because maybe some of the muscle that she's building, is basically balancing off that weight. So she's losing fat, but, the muscle is heavier than the fat. So that's the reason why the weight loss. But see, the thing is, despite you losing weight or not, you just want to look good. So guess what? If you're looking good, and even though your weight hasn't changed, I don't see what the issue is. If you like yourself and you look yourself in the mirror and you look a little different 3 weeks before you start the program, even though you haven't lost weight, because, we like to gauge stuff on weight loss. But I know a lot of people out there that have lost weight, but guess what? They still don't really look the part, You're losing weight, but you're not toning. You're not developing that figure. You're not developing that sex appeal that we know that you want. So in my opinion, people there, when they look in that mirror, they want to see something that they like. So despite you losing weight or not, if you see your body changing, if you see that you can't wear certain clothes, the scale that says you're not losing weight, but guess what? You're losing inches. You know what I'm saying? You're losing inches, and just that muscle is just a bit heavier than the fat muscle. You're eradicating that fat, but the muscle is defining, is growing, and before you know it, you're going to create the body that you're looking for, that you desire.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anything you would like to, any other advice you want to give our guest audience, what they need to get started and how to get started and how to sign up with your company?
Yeah, so basically, they can go right now to WesleyVirgin.com. On that website there, the repetitive 7-day program, and you can look through for all the folks out there that just don't really feel like going to the gym, or they don't have time, or they can't afford a gym membership and a trained nutritionist. I'm actually offering this program right now on my website, 7dayfitness.com. I sell this for $247 per year. $247 per year, but I'm doing a special here. It's going to be pretty limited that I'm doing it for $77. $77, or so, a 69% discount. I'm just giving it away. I'm giving away 10 because I just want to help people, and I want them to understand that. I want them to change their habits, and that's my goal. My goal is when you get up in the morning throughout your day, you have to get something done from an exercise perspective before you hit that bed. I don't care if you do one push-up. I don't care if you do one jumping jack. You have to get something done, and that's what I'm not so keen on that I need you to work out for 30 and 45 minutes and, you're crazy. No, small discipline's done every single day. And me as a trainer, I am relentless. I'm telling you that, Tim. I am unstoppable. I will not stop until you tell me to stop. I won't stop until you turn that computer off and delete it from your Facebook account and say, Wesley, leave me alone. I'm saying I'm relentless, and that's how I treat my clients. And they really respect and value that. They love that about me because the thing I have so much passion that I exude in my videos because the thing is, I say, well, Wesley, these YouTube videos, what's different? Well, the thing is, look at my YouTube videos and look at other people's YouTube videos. A lot of folks right now, they comment. I get about 12,000 views per week right now on all my videos. And a lot of people, they always comment and ask me, Wesley, you have so much passion, man. You're motivating me, and you make me want to do this because I believe anything that you want to do in life, anything that you want to accomplish, you must have some passion behind it. It's just not, I got to get this. Yeah, I got to work out today. God, I don't feel like it. That's not passion. I mean, Corey, what are you talking about here? That's not like when you're going to your job. Oh, I don't feel like going to the job today. But anything that you say, you can't say things that are contradictory to what you want. The thing is, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be fit, you want to be sexy, you want to look good, you have to picture yourself doing those things to push you to that result. You have to see yourself in that size 2, ladies, or, just see yourself in those pants size 34, 38, or whatever, looking nice. You have to picture that beforehand because you get, in my opinion, you get what you picture. You get what you picture in life. That's just how it works. And the thing is, mm-hmm. if you come with a cynical attitude and say, well, God, I don't feel like doing this. Oh, you won't do it. You'll do it to the point that it wasn't even worth you doing it in the first place. And when I tell all clients, when I tell anyone that gets signed up, the thing is, until you're ready to make the dedication, until you're ready to make the decision, you know, don't sign up at my site, because the thing is, the people or the folks that I take on are very serious. And I'm mm-hmm. very serious about what I do when I take people through this process. You know, because I don't want your money if you're just going to pay me the money and, you know, you're not going to use the program. I don't need you to sign up right now. I need you to sign up when you're ready, when you're going to be committed, when you're going to be dedicated, when you gave yourself reasons why, when you hit the threshold and you say, you know what, I need something different, and I want to try this, and I want to keep going, and I want to work with you to the end of time. I'm not going to stop. I don't care what happens. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing, because I know what I am picturing, and I have faith that it's going to happen. That's the people that I work with today. There's a lot of folks out there like that. There's a lot of folks out there.
Well, great. I really appreciate you coming on the program and giving us great advice. Give us that website address again.
WesleyVirgin.com. That is WESLEY, mm-hmm. Victor, that's VIRGIN. That's like Virgin Mary. I have to say that sometimes, Tim, because some folks, they think my name is Virgin with a B. They say, is it Virgin? I said, no, it's a Sturgeon. I said, no, it is Virgin, and I'm proud of it.
And where are you from? Did you get the virgin name?
I don't know if you're asking my dad or not. I have no idea. But my dad is originally from Greenville, Mississippi. So I think that's a good question there. I don't know where the name originated from, actually.
Well, it sounds like a good, nice southern Mississippi name.
Yeah. yes, sir.
Well, I really... Okay, so your website again and your telephone number. I mean, everything is on your website anyway. So if they go to your website and get contact with you, they can sign up for the program and get started. And you have it on special for?
Yes, $77 one time. This is not per year. This is one time. You're going to get lifetime access with a nutritionist, with a trainer, with a booty and thigh expert, with a yoga expert, with a six-pack expert. We're going to bring you all the experts to your house. From a virtuous standpoint.
Great. Well, again, thank you. And let's mention the website address just in case people didn't catch it again.
That's WesleyVirgin.com. WesleyVirgin.com.
And 7-Day Fitness is also, the link is on there. Is it 7dayfitness.com or?
Right. 7dayfitness.com is the actual system. They can also go there also. But to get the program at the limited rate that I'm giving it at, you got to get that at WesleyVirgin.com.
Okay, to go to your website and get that link. Well, thank you
for
coming on the program again, and also they can find you on Facebook as well. So
yes,
that's easy to locate. Thanks for coming on the program again and sharing us with that wealth of information.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Always being on your show, always.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again, watch out for this Holy Week, festivities and eating. So I know you don't have to worry about that. But, again, thank you, Wesley, for coming to the program. And, again, anybody can download this show on iTunes or PodFast and PodFeed and also Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the program. And, Wesley, have a great week. And everybody else, have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. Everybody, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.